How does the kind of divide in MAGA, which is a relatively new phenomenon, I mean, there was always a little bit there, but I mean, I don't think, if I were to say what the most surprising story was, I would say Marjorie Taylor Greene becomes not just a Trump critic.
MTG becomes a lib. I mean, that's what happened this year. She got a little bit out of shape because the president wouldn't support her for a statewide office in Georgia, which she was going to lose if she had gotten into it, by the way. And so she goes off the deep end.
Trump lackey and cable news commentator Scott Jennings took a major jab at Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene over the weekend, accusing her of becoming a lib in 2025. Now, his ridiculous attack comes amid a New York Times profile, a lengthy one at that, on Marjorie Taylor Greene, in which she admitted to being naive about her feelings toward Trump and what he claimed to want to accomplish as president, and even accused Trump of faking his Christianity. Cenk, before we get into the details, your two cents?
Yeah, I'm amused by these establishment guys pretending to be more conservative than America First. So that's hilarious. But Marjorie Taylor Greene struck back. We'll give you that as well. So get all the facts here.
Now, in regard to claims that she became a lib, she did respond to that, saying that, oh, look, I'm being lied about again by Bush neocon and Mitch McConnell consultant Scott Jennings. I have a 98% voting record with Trump, so I guess Scott is calling Trump liberal too. Scott Jennings is everything America First voted against. He just fools people with hot takes. I'd actually agree with that. Now, he's also in the business of kissing Trump's ass, regardless of what he does. And part of that job includes downplaying the civil war that's currently taking place within the right wing, within MAGA. So during his appearance on ABC, he claimed that the internal divisions between America First and the neocons, it's overblown. It's really overblown. Take a look.
Look, I don't think these divisions and all this fraying are as big a deal as some people make it out to be. Trump is still extraordinarily popular among Republicans. He's the strongest party boss in the modern era. And he can get his allies in Congress to do most anything he wants them to do, which is why I think in the coming year, they really ought to spend some time trying to codify, to Rick's point, his executive orders and some of the other initiatives that he's had, really try to make it stick.
But if you've been paying attention, the infighting on the right has been pretty significant, and it's exemplified in part by Robert Draper's explosive profile of Marjorie Taylor Greene. And in it, she breaks down the collapse of her relationship with President Donald Trump. For her, it really began with Charlie Kirk's assassination. I actually thought that portion of this profile on Marjorie Taylor Greene was enlightening, telling, gave you more insight into her change of heart toward Trump. So at his memorial service, Erica Kirk said that she forgave her late husband's killer. And that message of forgiveness was followed by this.
He did not hate his opponents. He wanted the best for them. That's where I disagreed with Charlie. I hate my opponent. And I don't want the best for them. I'm sorry.
So I was surprised to see a few notable conservatives who really didn't like that statement. And it turns out Marjorie Taylor Greene happens to be one of them. She says, that was absolutely the worst statement Greene wrote to me in a text message months after the memorial service. And the contrast between Erica Kirk and the president was clarifying, Marjorie Taylor Greene added, quote, it just shows where his heart is. And that's the difference with her having a sincere Christian faith and proves that he does not have any faith. And she also said that the incident made her realize that being one of Trump's most voracious attack dogs wasn't actually aligning with what she wants her values to be. She told a friend, after Charlie died, I realized that I'm part of this toxic culture. I really started looking at my faith. I wanted to be more like Christ. Our side has been trained by Donald Trump to never apologize and to never admit when you're wrong. You just keep pummeling your enemies no matter what. And as a Christian, I don't believe in doing that. I agree with Erica Kirk, who did the hardest thing possible and said it out loud. But their feud eventually came to a head over the Epstein files. I can get to those details in just a minute. Before I do, Cenk, any thoughts?
Yeah, one of our members on TYT.com, Nerd Ferguson, made a good point here. They asked Trump his favorite Bible verse, and he said, you know, I kind of like them all. Yeah, that dude ain't a real Christian. So I read that to you for this fight they're having about real Christianity, but also because it affects who's real overall and who isn't. So Scott Jennings, Mark Levin, Ben Shapiro, all these guys will pretend that the establishment wing, the neocon wing, the Israel First wing of the party is the whole party. And guys, if you're Republican, we feel your pain. Because on the left, the same exact thing happens. Some pundits will go all over mainstream media and they will say, no, there's no difference in the Democratic Party. So, well, whose opinion should we listen to? Only mine. Since there's no real disagreement, you should ignore the other side completely. And besides which, the president is on our side. That's what they said to us during the Biden era. Since the Biden is an establishment figure, he's always right and he's the leader of the party. And among Democratic voters, he polls at over 80%. So everybody shut back down and you're not allowed to complain that he hasn't delivered paid family leave, minimum wage, defunding Israel, etc. No, there's gigantic disagreements within both parties. So America First doesn't want to fund Israel anymore. The establishment wants to fund them endlessly. That's a giant disagreement. But the Scott Jennings of the world go, no, there is no disagreement. We're right, we're gonna give Israel everything and the rest of you shut up. And that might, unfortunately, that's worked way too well on the left, but it doesn't work as well on the right. And you should be proud of that. So no, America First doesn't believe people like Scott Jennings. And look at the policies. On the policies, Marjorie Taylor Greene is definitely more America First than Scott Jennings or Mark Levin. But they want to ignore all that and they just want to use mainstream media to bully everyone into compliance. I don't think it's going to work.
I mean, Scott Jennings is the guy who wants to make the Epstein files a partisan issue when in reality it's not a partisan issue at all. And Scott Jennings also happens to be the guy who's like obsessively supportive of Israel, regardless of what Israel is up to. He has nothing to say about Epstein's ties with Israel, Epstein's various strategic maneuvering with, you know, the strategic maneuvering he did with Israel, even dating back to like the literal Contras that were funded by the Reagan administration. I mean, it's insane. Like,
don't forget, Noble Mobile saving you a ton of money. So a lot of people are signing up now and beginning to realize, what the hell, why am I paying so much to Verizon and AT&T? So your bill's only $50 a month, but it can actually be less because they give you money back if you don't use your data. So if you're paying more than $50, there's no reason to not switch. It's crazy not to switch because same phone, same number, same contacts, literally nothing changes. TYT.com/switch, TYT.com/switch. All right, we'll be right back.
He just thinks everything's a partisan issue. Republicans good, Democrats bad, when in reality, both sides pretty bad, both sides implicated in the Epstein file. So he's nothing more than a pathetic partisan shill and a smug one at that.
Every time you ring the bell below, an angel gets its wings. Totally not true, but it does keep you updated on our live shows.